When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You but guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. My man, Sean Linda, how are you today?
I'm blessed, my brother. I am truly blessed.
I have to echo that. I am blessed as well. Blessed, yes, favored, successful. All of the things, I cannot complain. And I would say that would apply to you, successful as well.
Yeah, life is good. Thank God for health and strength. And, you know, yes, you know, for those who don't know, my sister was quite ill for a little bit while, but she's recovering really well. And I'm just happy that, you know, she's doing well and that makes me feel good. So, yes.
Well, we definitely want to echo that on, you know, a bigger picture than just the podcast. But that's a life one right there. So glad to hear that your sister is doing well.
Thank you.
Well, today's topic, Sean, we're talking about success. I want to know
what love is.
No, I did not want to know what love is.
I want you to show me. Go ahead. What do you want to know?
I want to discuss what is required for success. Success demands certain things from us. Like, to be successful, it requires certain things. And I want to discuss those things. So let's break down the formula, the recipe, the ingredients, if you will.
Are Two Black Guys Good Credit top six?
Yes, I'm with you, Sean. A top six, that works for me. Why don't you kick us off, Sean?
I'm going to start with this one, Matt. And I know you don't like to hear me say this, but it's the truth, okay? Hard work. Screw luck. Like, I don't believe in luck. I believe in hard work. And I tell you all the time, you can't outwork me. And that's what goes in my head. I may not be the smartest in the room, and I may not be the fastest in the room. I may not be the most skilled in the room.
Not the best looking.
Not the best looking, thank you. But my hard work ethic will outwork you, and I will surpass you. So I believe in hard work and not luck. When I look at my history, my path, there was no luck. It was all hard work. Like, you know, even with my shipping business, like, this is just Labor Day weekend just passed. There was a number of events. I was involved in all the I was in the logistics involved with that. Anything like concerts, I'm involved in certain the Black Diaspora in New York City. And even I do artwork. I deliver artworks for a lot of galleries. And these all came from relationships and hard work. You know, it wasn't like they just Googled my name and found Sean Linda and Nick Nat Direct. I can tell every story, every contact that I had, it came from hard work. And people, my reflection, someone referring me to them because they know that I deliver and I deliver well. So I definitely think the key ingredients in this success cake, in this success apple pie, the apple of it is the hard work.
What dish we make? Anyway, that's not the point. I agree with you on that first ingredient in the recipe to success. Hard work, definitely. I mean, it kind of goes without saying. It's like almost with anything, you have to really put in the time, like in Malcolm Gladwell's book about success, there's the 10,000 hours kind of rule.
Right.
Like for success and excellence in whatever you're doing, I totally believe, you know, you got to put in that time, that dedication, that hard work.
But I just find a lot of the young kids, they want instant success. You know, I was even reading about this famous YouTuber that he's been out there for. He just came, like, he's famous now, and he started in 2009, you know. Like, you got to put in the work. I just feel a lot of the younger generations now, the people in my community, they just think that success is overnight.
I agree with you. It is not an overnight thing. But I would add a side point to this number one ingredient of the success recipe, hard work. There is something to be said for, instead of working harder, working smarter. And I think both those things go in tandem, like hard work, but also when you put in that hard work. And hard work, like, I think people can think of it visually, like, oh, you're out like lifting weights, or you're out like sometimes hard work could be just putting in the time mentally, reading, researching.
Absolutely.
Putting in the hours.
Absolutely.
And in that research, you could be learning the smarter way to do X, Y, and Z. So it's kind of a combo, hard work, putting in the time necessary to learn and be excellent, which sometimes might lead you down a path of smarter work, which could, you know, it's both. But I agree with your number one ingredient. So let me throw it an ingredient in the bowl as we make this mix for this cake, this batter. Ingredient number two. Patience, because this is a process. Like, it's not overnight.
Correct.
You got to put in the time. And sometimes with that putting in the time and putting in the work, sometimes will come some failures, quote unquote. And failure is maybe it's a word I'm using, but it's really an opportunity to learn. So patience to me means you're in it for the long haul. You're not just, okay, I've been in this for 3 months and I'm not at the top of my field, I'm going to go do something else. No, it's, I'm staying in this game. And I'll put it in a personal sense, Sean, like with my industry, there's been, outside of this podcast, I do work in the television and film industry, creating content and that kind of thing. And there's been a lot of people who I went to college with who, after, and no judgment, this is a no judgment zone, but after a few years, they left the game, was frustrated, or for whatever reason, maybe they just felt like it wasn't for them. And that might be the right call for them. But for me, I feel like staying in, along with the hard work, just staying in the game is another way to, if you're bringing quality to it and you stay in it, you're going to eventually, hopefully, find your way. And well, I think
I agree with you, but I just like to add a little point to your staying in and your patience. Staying in and having patience doesn't mean continue to do the same thing and expecting a different outcome. It's really like continuing to learn, like Matt said, reading, learning, understanding your trades, and figuring out what you have to tweak to get better at. Like, Kobe didn't just go to the gym and do the same thing over and over again. He was working on different things and he would make adjustments. You know, he would, you know, watch film, try to work on his game and work on his craft. So when we say patience and hard work, we're not like going in and doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. It's really mastering your trade, your skill, and becoming better, becoming that one percenter in your respective industry to get better at it. It's a continuous learning process. And I don't care what you do. I have young kids will be like, they know everything about it. No, you don't. No, you don't. And there's still more to be learned to get better at in whatever you do.
And before we move on to just one other level to that, the staying in and not just doing the same thing, it's really broadening your skill sets and doing more. But the persistence and the endurance to stay in it, if you really believe in yourself and you are putting in that right work, like that person that quits on Monday and just gives up and goes on to something else, like, you were unaware that on Tuesday or on Friday of that week, or maybe 3 weeks later, was the opportunity maybe that you had been waiting for. It's like you have to be in it. If you're passionate about what you're doing, to me, it's like you got to be in it for the long haul. Right. If you really want, you know, to win. So
correct. Let's go to number three. I mean, we really want to drive these messages home, because these are, if you can follow these things, you will achieve success. The third one is sacrifice. And I can tell you, in every success story, there is a sacrificial lamb. You know, everybody will tell you the sacrifice. You know, me, one of the sacrifices I made when I was buying and selling properties and I was flipping them and just trying to build, you know, there would be times where I would be homeless, basically. I would, you know, shower at the gym, stay in my car, do certain things, go home to my mom's for a minute, because I didn't want to spend the money that I made from the sale of a property just to live off of and quote unquote ball out. I wanted to use that money as Monopoly money to roll back into buying another property. So there's been a lot of sacrifice I've made along my journey. And, you know, I always like to tell Matt's story because Matt eats humble pie and doesn't like to talk about himself. But, you know, Matt and I live very close to each other at one point. And I just remember some day seeing him so stressed out, you know, trying to like grow his business, make that dollar meet, and just making those sacrifices. I seen it in his eyes and sometimes in his manner, like he was just having that day. And he's trying to, like, you know, you have to understand, like, success comes with sacrifice.
I agree. I definitely agree. I've lived it, like you said, and we all, I mean, it's a common thing, but I definitely can relate. And like you said, you've seen it when I've gone through it, and definitely you have to sacrifice. And that goes hand in hand with the patience and the hard work. These are all things that really totally go hand in hand. If you really want it, you're going to put in all that work, all that passion. If you're going to have the patience to wait it out, it's going to require some sacrifice too, you know, along the way. So,
and when you're sacrificing, you really need to have the right team around you. When I say the right team, like not yes people, but people that'll keep it 100%. And, you know, thank God I had people like Matt, rest in peace, Arlington Forbes,
definitely.
You know, my mother, and just certain people around me that would keep it 100 with me to help me through my journey, you know. So you definitely need the right team behind you when you're going through this and you're trying to do it. Because if you don't have the right team, that negative energy could just put you in a place that you don't need to be. And it's a hard, that's one of the sacrifices, to let go of certain people that are just not on your team.
Well, I feel like for this recipe, we're giving like the ingredients vary based upon what kind of cake you're making and what kind of person you are. But, you know, I would say for ingredient number 4, I would take 2 large tablespoons of consistency. You need a lot. Like, you really, to me, consistency is a big part of this. Consistency transforms the average into excellent. So Absolutely. You want to have a big old helping, a good amount. You're not a pinch, not a little dash. You want a big old heaping scoop of consistency in the work that you're doing to really to reach the success goals that you have. So that consistency is very important.
I can tell you a story. I remember when for those that know, I worked on Wall Street, my last job was at American Express. When I left American Express is when I really went full force, started my own business. And how I started off my shipping business is that I bought all my sister's clothing from the clothing store that she worked at, all of her end of the season clothing. And mm-hmm. I packed it up in barrels and containers and shipped it all to the Caribbean, more specifically Barbados, and just started going from store to store, just showing the pieces to kind of build clients. You know, me, this tall guy, black guy, honestly, coming from New York, they thought I was some kind of American hustler, like stealing these clothes and then shipping in the Caribbean to try to sell them. And I said to myself, I'm not going to go there to convince everybody, like tell everybody what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. All I'm going to do is be consistent. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be professional. They're going to see me consistently every 3 weeks to know that, okay, I must be doing something right. I must be doing something legal. I must be consistent. And it was more or less, that's what I kept in my head. I'm going to be here frequently, consistently to build that business. And that business built to over 100 stores. It moved into my shipping business, my online store, where I have over 30,000 clients all over the world. So, you know, it's really keeping that mindset and knowing your game. You know, I had to be walking through town, pulling suitcases, store to store. And I just said, I kept saying in my head over and over again, Sean, just be consistent. Just be consistent in what you do.
You've definitely lived an example of that. I can attest to that. That's a great ingredient for you to break down. Yeah. But in addition to you being consistent, 2 black guys with good credit also has to be consistent with our commercial breaks.
Let's get this money.
So everybody stay tuned. We're breaking down the 6 ingredients of success. But right now we're going to take a quick commercial break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more 2 black guys with good credit. Black guys.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today it's all about success. We're baking a cake, a success cake, and these are the six ingredients of this cake. Now, there could be other ingredients you might add on, some little extras, some icing, some toppings, but these are the core ingredients of the success cake. And I think it's on you, Sean. Before you go, let me recap the four ingredients we've already shared with the people. It was a lot of hard work. It was you have to have patience because this is a long fight to get to success. You have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice because if you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes a sacrifice. So, yeah, you got to sacrifice. Hard work, patience, sacrifice. And the fourth ingredient was consistency. So now, Mr. Linda, share with the people another ingredient.
Well, this falls right in the relationship of consistency. The half brother consistency, I think, is discipline. Mm-hmm. Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing.
Woo, say it again for the people in the back.
Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. Nice. And, you know, my discipline for 2023 was love what you hate. So I don't like, love what you hate. So like, I don't like going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning, but I try to love it. You know what I mean? There's certain exercise I don't like doing, but I try to love it. There's certain things I don't like doing at my job, but I try to, you know, those days are like parts of your job that you don't want to do, parts of your business that you don't want to get to. I try to embrace it.
I get the words. I get the words you said, but how do you do that, Sean? Like what, how do you like it really on some, like, what do you do? What kind of mind, what do you do to make yourself love those things that you hate?
I just take the excuses out of my head. Like, for example, I can only relate to CrossFit because that's always like my weekly challenge, psyching myself up. There's a lot of CrossFit, for those that do it, is not a tall man's workout. If you're short and stocky and you can pull your own body weight and you have stubby arms, I'm sorry to say, stubby leg, you'll be great at CrossFit. But I'm long. Matt, you're tall. You're long. That wasn't built for us. So a lot of the things like snatches, things over your head, squatting with the bar high up, it's hard for us. Just physics makes it hard. So I try to tell myself in my head, okay, love it. You know, get past the point of like not loving it. You know, when I'm doing stuff at work, you know, when I have to psych myself, when you have, you know, procrastination, something that a lot of us have. And when I'm going through that procrastination, I try to embrace it. I'm like, okay, I understand that I'm procrastinating right now. But I got to get to it. Like, you know, I'm going to Kenya, like I told you, next week for a week. And I have all the things that I need to get done that I can do on my computer on that long flight, that 13-hour flight. And in my head, I'm already psyching myself up for the work that I'm going to do. I think that's what it is. We're always in our head, you know, and that's what makes us procrastinate. That's what strays us off the discipline route of staying in our head.
I'd just like to pause real quick and just hope our listeners, I mean, there's the main message that we're sharing with y'all, which is six ingredients in the recipe to success. But on a little side note, did you catch that? My brother is about to travel. Where are you going? Kenya?
Going to Kenya.
Yeah, I just think everybody, just a little side note. This is not on the syllabus today, but get your passport games up. I'm talking to myself and everybody in terms of opening up ourselves to traveling outside of our neighborhoods, outside of our cities, outside of our states, our regions, like seeing the world. So I just want to just drop that. Like, not, don't let that just go past you and not just let that register. You have a few different names here or regions that you represent of, you know, Barbados, Canada, Brooklyn, New York City, and in America. Like, but so those are like the regions of Sean's kind of where he's grounded. And he's going to Kenya, and every year he goes to a different African country. So I just think that's dope. I know that's not on the lesson plan. Just want to also just perk people's ears to think about traveling outside of our comfort zone and seeing the world.
I agree. You know, I made it my business once again to say that I want to touch every African country before I close my eyes. So I'm trying to get to one every year. So like you said, I did Morocco about 10 years ago, and then I did Ghana last year, Kenya this year, and then next year will be South Africa. And then wow. I'll keep going until I hit them all. Well,
to echo your point about discipline and motivation and finding love in the things that maybe you hate kind of, or things that are not pleasurable, but you flip it in your head. We are both, Sean and I are big sports fans. And one of my big sports heroes is Kobe Bryant. And then with his quote unquote Mamba mentality, he talks about his effort to try to be better each day than you were yesterday. Being our best selves. And I think what Sean's mentality, it's similar in that kind of just finding love in the things that are difficult, or just kind of like pushing yourself to do the tough things. But when you were saying that, Sean, it reminded me of that line about, you know, basically just pushing yourself. You got to push yourself. So I find motivation from that one from you, Sean. Appreciate that. So let's move on. We got the six ingredients of this success pie or cake or whatever it is we're baking. And
let's do a little drum roll. I want to do an intro. You're going to say it, but I want to do the intro to it, Matt. Okay. This last one, in my opinion, is like, if you do all the first five correct, but you don't have this one, all the other ones are not going to work out for you. This is the one where people are going to poke at you every day about it. People are going to challenge you every day about it. Where you have to dig within yourself to know who you are and know what you represent and continue to tell yourself that. And this even goes back to our earlier conversation when we talked about Deion Sanders and, you know, his first win. If he didn't have this ingredient, he wouldn't have won that game. He wouldn't be coaching his team. And people have poked at him and tried to take this from him, but he keeps letting them know, God made me. You can't break me.
Am I giving this tip or are you giving this?
You're giving it now. I'm just giving the intro to it. Go ahead. My bad. You give it.
All right. Well, Sean has set me up, and I'll just share it with you people. The sixth ingredient in this success recipe, after hard work, patience, sacrifice, consistency, and discipline, you got to have self-confidence, baby. You got to believe in yourself. You got to step in and own it. You got to believe in yourself, self-confidence, block out the haters, block out the naysayers. You have to have some belief. You know, it's a huge part of success. And if you're trying to sell, if you're a salesperson, if you're trying to create something, if you're trying to lead something, whatever it is, if you're trying to move and lead other people, leading, you know, however many employees, staff, if it's getting new customers, people to buy your product, if it's people to follow your lead, whatever it is you're trying to do in any lane, in any kind of space, you need self-confidence. If you don't believe it, why am I going to believe it? If you don't, you know, if you don't think it's good, why am I going to buy it? So self-confidence is huge, Sean. I know you got some extra.
No, you said it best. If like people, once they see that you don't have that self-confidence, they'll go into attack mode. And it's up for you to know, like, you know, me, you don't hear Matt and I offline, we have our conversation. And like, there's so much self-confidence among us, but not arrogance, but to the point, like if we're debating, we can agree to disagree. We can say, all right, you got this one. I hear where you're coming from. Or it can be like, no. And this is all from believing in ourselves and knowing that, okay, I don't have to win every battle. I don't have to be the biggest guy in the room. But my confidence, like will supersede all that, you know? And I feel that when I speak to my brother, Matt, you know, and I think in life, you have to have that and confidence comes from education, knowing your business, not just speaking out your ass, as they say. It's about knowing, like being, like we talked about earlier, knowing, understanding that consistency means transforming, growing, growing, and that's all becoming humble, eating humble. A lot of people I find don't know how to eat humble pie and be like, okay, let me make sure I understand this thoroughly before I talk about it. Even before we did this show, Matt and I, when we did this show, we didn't just do it. A lot of the things that makes our show successful is we give, we talk based off experience. I would have never done Two Black Guys with Good Credit out of college because I had no work experience, you know? So I think education, experience builds confidence.
You know what? I agree with you. I will say that there is a, it's like nuanced this because I believe 18-year-old Sean Linda or 22-year-old Sean Linda in your truth in that moment, if podcasting were in and if there was something you were passionate about, there could be something that you could offer up to the world.
Absolutely.
It's just It wouldn't be this, but the voice of the young. So I guess what I'm saying, and not, I'm just saying this for anyone who might have heard you and not understood the nuance.
Right.
You're not suggesting that young.
See how he has my back. Thank you, man. See how he has my back.
You're not suggesting that young folks don't have things to say of value, and that can't. We can learn from the perspective of younger people. So like it, but there's also shows that are about wisdom and things that you've learned through experience that you're sharing. So it just depends on.
Right. But even if you're young, you should continue to learn. Like I'm listening to that candidate Republican, Vic Rammer. I don't want to butcher his name. And you know, it sometimes his immaturity and lack of experience comes out a lot, in my opinion, where he's speaking so much on something that he knows little about. And no matter how smart he is, and that's a perfect example because he's brilliant. Like, let me not take it from him. He's very sharp. But I couldn't let this guy lead a country because you can tell of his lack of experience. You know, his age is nothing more than his age. he's not ready to lead the most powerful country in the world because of his lack of experience. But he may be able to twist it and explain it in so many other ways, but a lot of it comes through theory without experience.
Well, I think this was a really interesting breakdown of traits for success. When I think more about it, I think that obviously everyone's individual profile, everyone's success profile is different. Some people may just be huge on the hard work and, you know, decent on the patience, and maybe they had need a little work on the sacrifice, or maybe they're great with the consistency, but you know, like you're not hitting 10 on everything, but understanding that you really need to be aware of and look to build yourself up in these six categories. And there's more to it in terms of success. There's other things that I'm sure we could break it down even further, but I just think we all should evaluate ourselves and kind of look at things that, oh, I'm naturally that. Okay, you know, I kind of just have that and I'm gonna lean into that. But then, oh, I could work on that. Like, just kind of be honest, honest with yourself and look at how you can apply what you're already doing or are good at and look at maybe things you can, you know, strengthen to make yourself a stronger case on your road to success.
Yeah, and it's a continuous work in progress. Although these are things, I still continue to do these six things. I still continue to, you know, judge myself very hard to make sure that I'm trying to do all the right things to achieve the success. So it's ongoing. It's never ending. You know, self-improvement is to be something that you're always striving for to get better at. So
I don't want to belabor the point, but this reminds me of sports. Like there's some things that come natural, or some athletes who maybe, you know, you just jump higher, God given. And then there's people who work hard. And sometimes it's like the harder worker can sometimes outperform the naturally gifted. And now it's best when you kind of
combine. So many sports analogies behind that. You know, when you talk basketball, you know, one of the people that because the time is going on, he's still unrecognized and undervalued, like Larry Bird. You know, not the most athletic guy in the world, but all these young, if Larry Bird was playing today against these young, he'd be cooking these young. He'd be cooking these young guys with just fundamental moves. Like he showed, you didn't have to jump high, you didn't have to have all this skill, but he knew how to play the game. So, and I can give you 100 other examples like that. So Matt is absolutely right. I always believe I'd rather take the player that's hardworking than the guy that's just naturally gifted.
Obviously, it's best if you got all the boxes checked, but I'm just saying that point was just to encourage us all to work hard because that can offset other deficiencies. But anyway, I think this is a great topic. So kudos to you, Sean, on the topic. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So we just gave you 6 ingredients that we can all work to change and improve in our own success profiles to improve ourselves. So I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
I'm Sean Lindley, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I don't say this enough, Matt. I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for continuing this financial literacy journey that we've been on for a number of years now. And yeah, your money is your money, good people. Keep it in your damn pocket, and I'm out. Peace. Black guys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.